Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line right now is Lori LaFell. Dr. LaFell is the Chief Pediatric Adolescent and Young Adult Section at the Joslin Diabetes Center. Dr. LaFell, thanks for being with us for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks so much for having me. And what a great job you're doing for the cause of diabetes, especially on World Diabetes Day. Thank you so much.
I mean, Christian can tell you this tale probably better than me, but it was a diagnosis for his son that got him interested in this cause and wanting to do something to help out. And given what you do, Pediatric, Adolescent, and Young Adult Section at the Joslin Diabetes Center, what's the rate for young people acquiring this disease?
No, that's a great question, and I guess we should just also come back to Christian and say what a life changer this was for Caleb and for you and your family, wasn't it, when you got the diagnosis?
Of course.
What a life changer. Right. So type 1 diabetes is one of the most common chronic conditions or diseases of childhood. We have about one child per every 500. So in other words, every school should have at least one child with type 1 diabetes in the United States. In the state of Massachusetts, we have thousands of children living with type 1 diabetes, and we will have hundreds of children. Between 300 and 500 children will be diagnosed every year with new onset type 1 diabetes, the same way that Christian experienced the diagnosis of type 1 diabetes in his son, Caleb. So this is a very common condition, and I'm just speaking about Massachusetts, so you can consider what this would be like all over New England. We're talking about thousands more and hundreds more with new diagnosis and thousands living with the disease. We are in an era now where we can do so much to keep young people healthy with living with diabetes, but this is not a seamless condition. This is requiring extraordinary attention to detail around diet, around exercise, around routine childhood illnesses like a cold or a flu, and learning new things all the time. In this current era, we are having so many new advances in medications and technologies we're thrilled about, but that means there's ongoing need for education and support. I do want to just briefly, maybe you can remind us what Caleb's symptoms were, but for your audience and your listeners to recognize what may be the symptoms of new onset diabetes so you can bring your child or your sister or your brother, and even adults are being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And what we often see is thirst, frequent urination, getting up to urinate at night. There may be a big appetite, but not any weight gain. What did Caleb experience?
All those symptoms, you know, eyesight, you know, urination, a lot of weight loss. I mean, everything, every symptom that you just named, that was it. You know, Gatorade was thirsty. It was crazy. You know, just everything that you mentioned, you know, and every person I've talked to has pretty much had the same symptoms, and the stories are pretty unique to each person. But in the end, they're basically the same. But I just wanted to touch on something that you said about one in 500. So that's one kid in every school. And I always thought that the tough part is, I think, the isolation that exists with kids like this. No, it's not cancer and you can't see it. And, you know, they can live it's not a death sentence. But I always feel sorry for the kids that kind of have to, you know, remove themselves from class and deal with, I guess, the perceived stigma that exists with this disease.
No, you're making such a very good point. Is besides the extraordinary attention to detail, I mean, diet is everything you're eating, you have to think about. Every time you exercise, you have to think about it. But it's the isolation and the loneliness, because lots of children don't know any other child with diabetes. Lots of parents, like yourself, haven't met another parent who has a child living with type 1 diabetes. That's one of the wonderful opportunities that Diabetes Camp brings to people. Yeah. Because when you're at Diabetes Camp, you're on Planet Diabetes. Everyone does everything just like you do, and you're no longer alone. And it may be camp for a week or two, and there's a wonderful ADA camp in New Hampshire. Jocelyn has camps, Camp Jocelyn and Clara Barton Camp in Western Massachusetts, and ADA camps all around the country. These camps bring an extraordinary amount of comfort and the removal of that isolation when you're living on Planet Diabetes. And then you leave camp feeling more empowered and more self-confident.
Dr. LaFell, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to join us and lend your voice and your support to this this effort that Christian's undertaken. We really appreciate it.
Well, anyway, keep up the great work that you do, and taking care of your son and helping him along is going to be the best way he'll have a healthy, forward-looking future. Thank you.
Thank you, doctor.
That's Dr. Lori LaFell joining us from the Joslin Diabetes Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.